You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Traverse City just elected a new mayor and three new commissioners. Voter turnout in this year's election was at about 28%. And if this year is anything like years past, older voters are likely having the most influence in Traverse City. In the 2013 city election, for instance, nearly 70% of voters were 50 years old or older, even though that age group made up only 45% of the electorate. It's the same story for all recent elections. Older voters are turning out to the polls at a much higher rate than younger voters. Here with us to speak about it is Traverse City Commissioner Gary Howe. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Gary, what kind of effect does it have on city government when older voters are showing up in greater numbers than younger voters?
I think part of the effect is just a natural tendency to skew decisions and skew policies towards the demographic that is more engaged. So I think that is who's engaged and why are they engaged is the ultimate question behind that.
This isn't just a phenomenon in Traverse City. It's kind of a national trend in a lot of places. I was struck by the numbers, though, are pretty high. You know, the disproportionate numbers of older voters voting in Traverse City. Mm-hmm. Any ideas why that is?
Yeah, I mean, I have my own ideas. I think there is a level of apathy amongst younger voters and maybe 40 and under, you know, because they're not engaged. So it just kind of breeds apathy if you're not involved. I think also there's some structural issues. You know, the fact that if you're over 65, you automatically get sent a application for an absentee ballot. You know, we don't send it to other folks, but yet it's the 30-year-olds who are working two jobs and don't have a lot of time that, you know, they have to be reminded that, oh yeah, Tuesday's time to go vote. I even had people last week who I know are engaged politically kind of, oh yeah, that's next Tuesday. Yeah, I forgot about that. But I think also Traverse City particularly, we have this culture of home voter is what it's called. It's a home voter syndrome. It's when you own a house, you tend to be more protective and get involved more because all of a sudden you have an asset that you're trying to protect. And that sounds great, and it is the political policy, you know, it's a political history of the United States. But at the same time, what happens is you tend to be skewed towards homeowners and downplay importance of renters, which tend to be younger people.
You know, that, and that is exemplified right now by the big argument in Traverse City is about the Pine Street development, this 9-story mixed-use development that they want to build in Traverse City. Of course, it's created a big debate, and younger people have been showing up and testifying about this, saying basically what you just said. We need places near where we work downtown. We need places to rent. There aren't a lot of them. Traverse City has a big affordable housing issue. This would help tremendously in that regard. Do you think this debate over the Pine Street development is maybe spurring some younger people to get involved?
Yeah, and I think it's healthy. And I don't know if it'll skew the voter turnout in terms of the age demographics for this yesterday's election. It might be too early to tell, but the fact that they are showing up at meetings, they are sending us emails and getting involved on this single issue, but more importantly, seeing it in the broader context. We've heard some really convincing arguments from people under 40 who, you know, they might even own a house. So they're not in it for their self-interest, but they recognize the struggles because they're closer to those struggles. You know, just a couple of years ago, they were trying to find a place to rent or whatever, or they're starting a business and can't find employees because there's nowhere for them to come in and rent in the interim. You know, no one wants to come to a new job, move to a new place, and buy a house right away, not knowing if that job's going to still be there. So I think I've been really impressed with the quality of public engagement and comments made concerning 305 West Front or Front and Pine Street development. And it is symbolic of greater discussions that we need to have and are going to continue to have at the city. So I hope that trend, I hope the bug bites them a little bit.
Gary Howe, Traverse City Commissioner. Gary, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.